Not everyone embraces the shopping excitement of Black Friday. For 20 years now, performance artist known as Reverend Billy has been crusading against rampant consumerism. More recently, he's directed his fervor toward the climate crisis. John Kalish reports from New York, where Reverend Billy's Stop Shopping Choir performs this Sunday.
In early 2000, I witnessed Reverend Billy's attempt to exorcise a cash register at the Disney store in Times Square.
Mickey Mouse is the Antichrist! This is the devil!
After the 2008 recession, Reverend Billy, whose real name is Bill Talon, redirected his ire. This time, it was British Petroleum being exorcised at the Tate Modern in London. Supporters dumped black, gooey theatrical oil on Reverend Billy's Elvis pompadour and white suit. As extreme weather events made headlines, Reverend Billy declared, "The Earth is our religion."
There's a tendency at first to look at Reverend Billy and say, "Oh yeah, you know, we know this joke. Here's a guy who's making fun of the Jimmy Swaggerts."
Veteran journalist Elisa Solomon edited a book titled The Reverend Billy Project.
He's not just making fun of the preacher role, he's making use of it.
There's an uprising across the world, in the museums, in the symphony halls, in the ballet and the opera, trying to get fossil fuel companies out of this false legitimacy.
Reverend Billy, now 71, has been arrested dozens of times, always wearing his clerical collar. Sometimes it stays on when he's not performing. Talon says that over the years, he's presided at hundreds of weddings, baptisms, and even funerals.
I was at first just following what people were telling me to do in sort of a state of amazement, but now I'm just helping wherever I can.
Longtime members of Reverend Billy's Stop Shopping Choir say it's like a second family. It includes an opera singer and an actor who is currently starring in a Broadway show.
We survived the fire, the shapocalypse, the shapocalypse.
During COVID, we met on a rooftop and sang in masks for 3 hours, week after week, in all kinds of weather.
Savitri D, Talon's wife, directs the choir.
We were able to tour in the UK just now and be really a coherent ensemble because we never stopped singing together.
That's the Stop Shopping Choir in Nottingham, one of 9 stops in a UK tour that ended at the UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow. For much of that tour, Talon wore a pink suit and used a matching pink bullhorn. Reverend Billy's message on the climate crisis echoes back to his early days lampooning street preachers in Times Square.
I do feel that I'm getting back to some of the fire and brimstone when I shout about the fires and the floods. It sounds a lot like those Old Testament screaming people that 20 years ago I was satirizing. And here I am, and the fire and brimstone is actually happening in our lives.
For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.